If you're going to get out there where the fish are, you've got to have some strength. Got to be strong. Just to get to them, you got to be strong. But when you get them, you got to be strong just to get them in the boat. I'm telling you right now, if I polled the congregation tonight secretly and had you write them down, we could come up with 1,000 or more excuses why people will not get saved when we witness to them. Come on now, you know that's a fact. You've heard it all. I look crazy getting up here hollering and jumping around. But you know you've heard crazy talk when you heard excuses why somebody will not give their heart to the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what it takes for you to catch them fish. When you hear a no over and over and over again, you got family, won't come to church, don't you? You invite them anyways, don't you? Why? How do you get that strength? Where does it come from? I'll tell you how. You done it over and over and over again. The first time them fishermen ever pulled a net out of the water, you don't think they didn't have seasoned fishermen to help them bring it in? Don't you think so? Did you know it ain't a solo act? Somebody say, I'm asking and I'm asking and I'm asking. Well, then do me a favor. Ask one of your brothers, your sisters, ask them for you too. You ain't got no problem asking for prayer. Over and over and over again. How about have them go knock on their doors? Effort. Getting out there is part of the strength. But when you get there, get the strength to lift them up and get them in the boat. How are they going to hear if you don't get them to church? Fishermen, it takes strength to do it. But also the fishermen are secure. They didn't have, see, the Navy, they have all that fire watch, don't they, John? Fire watches, they've always got somebody on watch. Always. You know why? Because somebody's always got to be watching the boat. Not just the boat and how they get out to the fish. Once they get the fish and they bring them in, somebody's got to watch them. This is about to settle in here in just a second. I say, once they get their haul in the boat, somebody's got to be in charge of security. Here's why. This will shock you. Someone is roaming around trying to steal them. He's trying to kill them, and he's trying to destroy them. I read that somewhere. You heard that tonight. The devil himself. I ain't never seen a cat that didn't like to eat fish. The lion wants to eat every fish that we get. But he called the fishermen because he knows they're secure. They know how to post up security. They know how to set up a watch. And how to let you in on a little secret. Your pastor probably doesn't share this with you too much, because he don't want to bother nobody. But did you know he can't be on watch 24 hours a day? Did you know you've got to tag in every now and then and help out? I'm going to tell you why. When they set a watch, a fire watch, they do it normally in a couple of hours in increments. Even at the most, maybe four. The reason why is because the longer time went on, get a hold of this, will you? Longer time went on, your eyes get heavy. You get tired. See, they didn't have the iPads and the games and all these applications to keep them entertained and Netflix to watch. Instead, I think they had a Bible to read, some scripture, some things like that maybe. But how many of you have been right in the middle of reading your Bible and your eyes get heavy? How many of you have been right in the middle of praying, talking to the creator of all the universe, and your eyes start getting heavy? Listen, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And if we don't start giving relief to the pastor, to the deacons, to the preachers, to the workers, if we don't start giving relief, they're going to go to sleep. And we're going to lose some fish. Is that all right? And he called fishermen because they knew how to take care of them. I've watched time and time again people I care about slip. And the guilt that comes up inside of me saying, what else could I have done? Did I check on them enough? Did I call them enough? I've got brand new babies in the Lord. Recently, give their heart to the Lord. A few weeks back, and I was calling them at least once or twice a week. Next thing you know, they weren't showing up in a couple of weeks. And I'm going to be honest with you. Here's my moment of confession for the night. I started to give up hope. And then last night, in the middle of the revival that I needed, whether you did or not, right in the middle of the revival that I needed, my brother Paul calls me and says, them two, that couple that got saved on Easter Sunday. People say people don't get saved on Easter. They get saved every time God calls them, and they're submissive and obedient to the will of God. He said that same couple was at church tonight. Tonight, it's a Wednesday night prayer service. I tell you what, somebody said, you know how you can tell if they get saved on Sunday morning? If they come back Sunday night. You know how I can tell? If they'll show up for prayer service on Wednesday. Amen. Or is it Thursday here? Thursday. I forgot I was in a prize for a long time. Thursday prayer service. Amen. Amen. My goodness. We got to take care of them. I was thankful to hear it last night. I believe one of the sisters said, pray for the young Christians in this church. Amen and amen. But I'll tell you something else you can do other than just pray for them. Set up a rotation. Set up a watch. It has to be a physical watch. And you've got to log it on paper. I'll take care of them this 4 hours. I'll take care of them these 4 hours. Listen, can I ask you, what's it worth to let them slip? A little sleep? Any third shifters in the house? Don't raise your hand. Second shifters? First shifters? The way the world's went all out of whack, needing something at our hands, need something at our disposal at any given waking moment, has now required a 24-hour service. So somebody is always available. You think he didn't know what he was doing when he called fishermen? My goodness. He got mad at them when they fell asleep. He asked them to pray with them, didn't he? He should have just done their true nature and just said, you all set up a watch, a rotation. I got a feeling they'd have fell asleep anyway. But he called them also because they're salty. This is one of my favorite terms of the Navy. Salty. That was an affectionate term for all sailors because when you spend so much time out on the sea, there's salt in the air because of the evaporation of the ocean water. And the sea water. And it would have effects on you, on your clothing, on your skin. Your skin would get hardened like leather from the sun. And they had a term for it. The longer you were out at sea, the saltier you looked, the saltier you got. Is that right, John? He called fishermen because he knew when people saw him, just based off of looking at him. Just off of looking at him. It was unmistakable. Them right there are fishermen. Amen. Now I'm going to ask you right now, if there's a change that's happened on the inside, it's got to reflect on the outside. Can I refer back to what I said at the beginning? You got to be a straight talker. If there's a change on the inside, there better be a change on the outside. Amen. And I would wonder, based on looks alone, and I ain't just talking about what you wear, but I am. And I ain't talking about just how you act, but I am. I ain't talking about how your hairstyle is, but I am. I ain't talking about where you go, but I am. One of the best testimonies I ever heard was out of this one right here. Brother Paul Moore, when the Lord saved him, in the words of my dad, he looked like a mountain man. Looked like he walked right out of the mountain. We got people from Southwest who remember the day he got saved. Hair all the way down to his butt. Yeah. I better lay off that, right? Sorry, straight talking fisherman. Had a goatee just about half as long. Looked crazy. Big old glasses like Drew Carey. I'm serious. Played rock music. He don't mind me telling this, but I mean, you want to know why? Let's look at him. He ain't that way no more. That's why he don't mind a bit. My goodness, Paul didn't mind telling everybody. I was the chiefest of all sinners. I persecuted God's people. I killed them even, was consenting to their death. But I ain't where I was.
Amen.
Amen. I believe when they see you coming, somebody ought to say, whoa, there's coming a man of God right there.
Amen.
I walk into work now after having seen how I walk, how I talk, and how I live. They don't call me Jay. Most of them don't even call me Mead no more. Hey, Rev. Hey, preacher. The black guys call me, hey, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes every now and then they'll just start poking fun and say, Christian.
Yeah.
Mm. Acts 11, they said they first called them Christians in Antioch. They did it in reproach. They did it to make fun of them. And I'll tell you right now, I've held plenty of titles all throughout my life. The greatest title of all is Christian.
Amen.
Call me Christian.
Amen.
When you see me coming, well, I hope you see a reflection of something that the Lord's done in my life.
Yeah.
When he called fishermen, he called them because he knew they were salty. They were seasoned. They had been out on the water. They were sure. They didn't get scared easy. When the waters would start tossing, whenever the waves would start crashing overhead, when the storms of life was coming, they were tried and true. A little nephew came over to the church not too long ago, and he preached whenever the storm came, and they went and they woke the master. They said, don't you care for us? And he spoke those words, peace be still. Somebody sat there talking about the cowardice of the disciples. Can I tell you, read your Bible again. It said, when the boat was full, then they went to Jesus. Because the fishermen would not abandon hope as long as they could bail the water.
Amen.
We ain't wanting to bail no water though. Everybody wants to run straight to Jesus right off. That's what we preach, though. We preach Jesus on a string. Get over here. I need your help now. Nobody wants to read Daniel 10 when he prayed 21 days. Solid fasting. You don't fast. Look around. You fast food. Hey. Yeah. That ain't being mean. I did it. Yesterday, I think, Taco Bell. That's bravery, ain't it? My goodness. They were successful. He called fishermen because they were successful. I'm going to point it out real quick, and we'll let it alone, and we'll move on. It's just been good to be here already. You know, anyone that does a job can only be called something if they're successful. You can only be a fisherman if you catch fish. Does that sound fair? Even those, still to this very day, like them or not, that has served in office as President of the United States is still referred to as President. You know why? He successfully completed his office as President. And trickling down, governor, all these that were elected. They all still hold their rank because they successfully completed their task, their office, what they were elected to. But see, the Bible tells us that we're elected as well. And that we're called according to His purpose. And if we're going to be called a fisherman, if we're going to be fishers of men, it would be a lie to call me a fisherman if I ain't never caught a fish. Now listen. He said, come with me and I'll make you fishers of men. And I'm afraid the problem right now in our churches is it's just full of fish and not a lot of fishermen. I don't know where this found you tonight, but I know we need some fishermen tonight. We need fishermen. Listen, fish is good. We need the fish. If it wasn't no fish, then we wouldn't have had no fishermen. But I'm telling you right now, God's telling you, we need fishermen. I didn't say deacons. I didn't even say preachers. No pun intended, but you're off the hook there. Just do what the Lord wants you to do. What does He want you to do? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Win someone to the Lord. Remember that awful statistic I said last night? 95% of those that calls themselves Christian says, I've never won one to the Lord. You know what they're saying? Come on. I ain't never caught a fish. Come on, Pastor. I'll turn it back over to him. God bless you.